Our first scripture lesson today on the theme of go and what it means for us to go is actually a very familiar verse, scripture verse at Christmas time. And Margaret Gruber could not be with us today, but we wanted to include her, so she will be reading our first verses on the screen. Did you notice what the shepherds said when the angels came to them? Let us go to Bethlehem. And that is the first invitation that we have today, that we would come here, that we would go and find God where we hear God is. The second is the command of Jesus right before he leaves this earth for us and how we are to act in his absence. And he says in Matthew 28, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Natalie Swift and Luke Torres Rossi are two of our youth that went on the trip to Indiana, to Triennium, and they come to share with you and us what their experience of Triennium was. And I want to invite you, as you hear them, to listen for what God did in their lives and what God is saying to you about this theme of go.
Hello everyone, my name is Natalie. When I first heard about this event called Triennium and how it was a giant week-long youth Presbyterian gathering, I was really curious as to what the people running it could possibly do to keep 5,000 teenagers occupied for an entire week. I was expecting cheesy speeches about how teenagers can be better Christians or being awkwardly stuck with a group of people I didn't know for the whole week, but it turned out to be one of the most amazing experiences I've ever been on. The first part of Triennium I will never forget was getting there. After waking up before I would even go to bed during summer vacation, all meeting up in the dark church parking lot at 3:15 a.m., and making the bad decision of taking a group flash picture, we piled into the cars half-blinded to go catch our flight. We made it to the plane just fine, and after the plane landed, we all piled onto a bus for another 3 hours of travel, but on an extremely bumpy road. By about 11, we were finally there and already exhausted, but it was all just getting started. After we all got our room assignments and explored the dorms a bit and just got generally settled, we all had free time to go explore the campus. I was expecting strict rules of how to go around campus, like having to use the buddy system we used in elementary school, or having to always go with a group everywhere. But instead, we all had free range of the entire campus to go on our own. For once, they saw us as responsible enough to go out on our own. Even though we could go off on our own, we all decided to stick together during our free time anyways. There would always be a group of us Yorktown youths walking together either to the Starbucks we found or a place called the Crossroads or the Prayer Center. The Crossroads was a little convention full of stands displaying different organizations, such as young adult volunteers and other youth conferences occurring during the year. There were also stands where you could do or create something to help others. The Prayer Center was a quiet, peaceful room with different relaxing activities designed to make you think while you do them. There was even a giant labyrinth there. Other than just walking around during free time, we discovered the basement to the dorm building we were assigned to, and we all called it the lounge. We went there often and would sit on the floor and play card games, which became our fallback activity to do when we had time. One of the best things about the lounge was that it was air-conditioned, unlike the rest of the dorms. This was the most amazing thing because Indiana in July does not have the most refreshing weather. Every day was in the high 90s with high humidity and very sunny, so cold water and air conditioning were simply heavenly. Each day, there would be a worship service with the whole group of 5,000 youths all in one theater hall. When we all first walked in, I thought it was a music concert. Colorful lights were flashing everywhere. Music you would hear every day on the radio was blasting. The entire theater was completely filled, and everyone was talking, just having fun. There would always be a few energizers in the beginning, where we all got up and danced around, even though everyone was tired out from the day. A band would also come out and have us all stand up and sing songs together, and then a speaker would come out and tell us about what we should do or what they do. But they were wonderful speakers and really got the crowd going. The best worship service, I thought, was the last full day we were there. It was outside on a grassy hill, and it was dark out when it really got started. The theme was, "Let my people glow." So everyone got a few glow sticks and a candle, and when the 5,000 candles were lit, it was beautiful. Everything was glowing and simply amazing to look at. What was even better was when they started playing songs, and they played the song Firework by Katy Perry. At a single moment in the song, everyone would throw up their glow sticks as high as they could in the air. It looked like over 5,000 colorful lights floating in the air in a single moment. It was another beautiful scene I'll never forget. The next day, we packed our bags and headed back to the Chicago airport, where we got stuck for a couple of hours since our flight was delayed. But I don't think anyone minded. I was actually a little sad to finally get on the plane, even after waiting for such a long time. While waiting, we simply took out a deck of cards and quickly passed the time away just by hanging out and playing different games. Not one moment of Triennium was dull. When anyone asks me about my favorite part of Triennium, my first response is everything. But then when I think about it harder, it was really hanging out with everyone and getting to know them better. When they asked me about the worst part, it was leaving. This was a trip I am never going to forget, and I encourage everyone to go on if they're able to.
In July, I went to the Presbyterian Youth Triennium at Purdue University in Indiana with the youth group from this church. Triennium is a national gathering of Presbyterian youth from across the USA and some from other countries. It happens every 3 years. About 5,000 youth attend each time. I wanted to go to Triennium because it sounded like a lot of fun from the older kids who were talking about it. My other reason for going was that I wanted to strengthen my connection with God. As a child, even though I'm a pastor's kid, I still questioned God's existence. As the saying goes, seeing is believing, and I didn't really believe that God was real because I couldn't see him. So I decided to be a scientist so I didn't have to go to church or believe in God. I don't like to be left out, though, so my friend Yoham and I decided to go with the youth group. Triennium is a church conference for the youth, so there were workshops, activities, games, and recreation opportunities, even small group times and worship every day. I found small group time to be the highlight of Triennium. Each day, we would talk about the scripture passage of the day and relate it to our lives. I was the youngest one in my small group, yet my opinion mattered just as much as the college graduate that sat next to me. Everyone in the group was open and honest about their feelings and thoughts on the day's experiences, as well as each other. At one point, we were asked to share an embarrassing story about ourselves. Everyone willingly shared their story. Some were hilarious and some were dangerous. This showed me that everyone there, including me, was being their true self, not hiding who they are, their true personality. As a result, I felt valued and listened to in small group. In worship every day, there was a different scripture that matched the theme of go and do something. One sermon in particular got to me. The theme of the day was go and do. The preacher was a pastor to the homeless. She gave assistance to poverty, people whose homes had been destroyed by natural disasters, or those who lived in poverty in general. The sermon was about how the more fortunate can help the less fortunate. She talked about what we could do and how we could help, like feeding people or taking them to the laundromat. This was powerful for me because I realized that there are easy ways for me to help people in need. I realized that not everyone has the same advantages that I have, like running water, a heated house, or money to pay for these things. Those of us who have these privileges are responsible for caring about those who don't. Worship was where I felt God most powerfully at present at Triennium. God influenced everyone there. Everyone had a great time dancing and singing and responding to the sermons. I used to think that God and church were boring because they were disconnected. These sermons, the people dancing, singing, and the overall good time helped me realize that God and the church are one, and that it's possible to believe in God and still have a good time. The final day, I was very sad. My small group had only known me for 3 days, and yet I had made some very good friends in that small amount of time. Triennium made me think about how I prayed and how much I don't pray. The only real times I pray is when I go to bed and when I take a test at school. God showed me how powerful His love can be if you learn to accept it. I didn't know how powerful His love could be until I tried, and man, it took me a long time for me to try. I prayed that I would make friends at Triennium, and voila, I did. I also prayed when I retook my Regents Algebra test this August. I prayed I would get mastery. 85 is the mark for mastery. I got an 85, and I was so excited. These events over the summer proved to me that my connection with God had been strengthened, and I should keep following the path that I'm traveling on. When I think about the entire experience, this is what I take away from Triennium. 1. Indiana is really hot in July. 2. When people opened up and showed their true selves in worship, small groups around in the world, that's when God showed up and everyone could feel that God was present. I think church is more energetic than I realized before. I can sense when the Holy Spirit is present and I want to be around it. 3. I want to help create it too by sharing my experience at Triennium. 4. Triennium's theme was to go and do something for the world. I am fulfilling my responsibility to Triennium, to the church, and to God by presenting today, but not entirely. There is much more that I can already see must be done, like helping the homeless or feeding people. This is all too much for one person, but I can send a message that will get to lots of people. Go and do. Go and tell. I'd like to thank the people who helped me get to Triennium: Stephanie Hare, the youth group coordinator and leader, my parents, the First Presbyterian Church in Wappingers Falls, and here in Yorktown. I am grateful to God for forgiving me for non-belief and for lying to those when I said that I did believe in Him, like God forgave the Apostle Paul for the horrible things he did.